Hello, my name is Mally, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, nonviolence, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring Compassion Arts Festival 2023, an online event. I have several other vegan news and events to announce. Here's Ellie Sarti, the founder of Compassion Arts. She is a singer-songwriter. This is Creatures Great and Small.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery book of baby bunnies sleeping tight. Salt and pepper shaker cows, oven mitts of chicks and sows, creatures great and small, we love them all. Next day, time for a family trip to see the animals in jail. Prisoners all the way from Africa, Alaska, and the Conga Trail. Elephants in pink tutus till they're used as research tools. Creatures great and small, we love them all. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. Creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery rhyme of cows that jump the moon at night. Monkey see is monkey do, the lambs that follow us to school. Dumb as dogs and big baboons, but the chickens coming home to roost. A living world of fur cartoons to eat or own or wear or use. Creatures great and small, we love them all. We love them all. We love them. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We love them all. We love them. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We love.
Arts Festival is a virtual program of Compassion Arts, an all-volunteer arts and education initiative for advancing understanding and compassion for animals and the earth we share. Compassion Arts Festival, November 8th through the 12th, 2023. Compassion Arts Festival 2023 welcomes its 8th year lineup that includes the visual arts, literary arts, storytelling arts, performing arts, a healing arts workshop, and this year's Artists for Ahimsa. Visit CompassionArtsFestival.org. Compassion Arts' mission and how they work is seated in the tenets of a philosophy called sacred economics and in holistic nonviolence. Another online vegan event happening this month is the Veganic Summit, the first ever Veganic Summit. It's happening November 10th through the 12th, 2023. Here's the description from their website, veganicsummit.com. The Veganic Summit explores how farms and gardens can flourish using plant-based techniques without any animal inputs, how veganic practices lead to healthier soils, greater biodiversity, and a lower environmental impact, how veganic is key to society transitioning towards fully plant-based food systems, how you can implement veganic techniques in your own garden or farm. And there's at least 13 speakers from around the world. Each day of the Veganic Summit, all the talks for the day will be released at 9 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And that's 2 p.m. GMT. You can watch the talks at your convenience during the summit or even after the summit finishes. The Veganic Summit is being held Friday, November 10th, Saturday, November 11th, and Sunday, November 12th. And that's brought to you by the Veganic Agriculture Network and also Learn Veganic. I have a couple other announcements of vegan events, but before we get into that, let's have a musical interlude. This is Ellie Sarti, singer-songwriter who's also the founder of Compassion Arts. This is Everything Comes Around. Sacrifice. Suffer the Tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We just heard Everything Comes Around by Ellie Sarti. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. We're listening to The Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. Welcome back from the break, and thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Here's an announcement of another vegan event coming up this month. A vegan Thanksgiving potluck, Saturday, November 18th, in Boylston, Massachusetts, celebrating a compassionate Thanksgiving holiday, 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck is being held at Bay Path Barn, Boylston, Mass. Whip up your favorite Thanksgiving dish and gather with like-minded community members to commemorate the holiday in a vegan way by promoting compassionate living, reflecting on the truth behind the holiday's traditions, and of course, eating delicious, vegan, cruelty-free food. Besides a plethora of potluck dishes, they'll have activities, photo ops, music, and more. Draw a turkey portrait for 46 million turkeys, an art project that aims to create an artistic representation for each of the 46 million turkeys eaten in the United States on Thanksgiving Day every year. Other activities on the November 18th Vegan Thanksgiving potluck. Make an animal-inspired craft with local advocacy group Positive Change for Animals. Learn more about Native American perspectives on the first Thanksgiving from a member of the Wampanoag tribe of Gayhead, Aquinna. Help make vegan food more accessible for all this holiday season by bringing an item for their plant-based food drive. One can visit VegFest about the Vegan Thanksgiving potluck. It is with a sad heart to tell you that Karen Davis passed away on Saturday, November 4th. Dr. Davis joined us on Vegan Nation, May 1st, 2015.
We want people, obviously, to stop eating chickens and stop eating their eggs, and we want people to be vegan and to choose an animal-free diet, but we also want people to incorporate activism into their lives, however they can do that.
We've been joined by Dr. Karen Davis, founder and director of United Poultry Concerns, based in Virginia. And let's give a cluck and go vegan.
That's right. Give a cluck, go vegan. So, yes, thank you so much. We'll actually be in Washington, D.C. I'll be up in Washington, D.C. on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The 2nd, we will be leafleting at the White House for chickens, as we do every year for International Respect for Chickens Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and thank you for helping the chickens.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Rest in peace, Karen. I have another vegan announcement, and after that we'll close out the show with some more vegan music. World Vegan Day News. The Humane Party endorses Brandy Walt, visionary beyond the two-party system, for U.S. president. I am relaying some of the information from the Humane Herald, humaneherald.org. In a transformative moment for American politics, the Humane Party proudly endorses Brandy Walt as their candidate for the 2024 presidential run. The endorsement of Brandy signals their unwavering commitment to fostering a humane future for America, one grounded in veganism and animal liberation. Now here's some information about the Humane Party. The Humane Party, launched in 2009, is the U.S. first fully abolitionist political party. The Humane Party platform calls for abolishing the property status of all animals, not just the humankind, thereby ending ownership, rape, torture, mutilation, and slaughter of animals throughout the U.S. Every Humane Party candidate, officer, and board member must execute a written oath in which he or she pledges not to consume or use any product or service that includes animal parts or secretions. And that information was formulated from the humaneherald.org. Now let's hear some more vegan music as we celebrate World Vegan Month, November.
I just can't take no more.
This is Mike Love and his song Earthling.
I've got to get out of this place. 'Cause the things I've seen have broken my heart, made me feel ashamed just to be a part of this human race. If you could see the earth swelling with dying, you took. And if you caught a glimpse with every bite you took of all the misery and the suffering just to feed your selfish cravings, would you still swallow?
This is Ellie Sarti, founder of Compassion Arts Festival. Her song is Everything Comes Around.
Under the heavens, we pray for mercy in our lives. And under our hands, can we show no mercy for those lives we sacrifice?
Veganism, working together to co-create a world of peace and nonviolence. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Much thanks to all the vegan activists and all the musicians. This is Marlene wishing you all a good day.
That's right. Give a cluck, go vegan.